People have a fundamental need to feel like they belong or are liked. So it's painful when we feel rejected or left out by those who matter to us. In response, we often become acutely aware of the impression we make on others, and we avoid doing things that may cause others to be upset with us. Social anxiety is the excessive concern about being in social situations where scrutiny is likely. When people are socially anxious, they become overly concerned about embarrassing themselves, and they tend to reveal these signs of discomfort through sweating or blushing. They worry that their character flaws will be exposed and result in rejection. The term anxiety describes a general apprehension about possible future danger rather than a reaction to an immediate threat, i.e. fear. Nevertheless, like fear, the experience of social anxiety may involve physical, emotional, and behavioral symptoms like those described in the example I've just given you. Nearly everyone experiences some social anxiety at one point or another. It is particularly common before performing in front of an audience or meeting new people on one's own. This is normal. Social anxiety provides information about the demands required of us to handle an ongoing challenge. It lets us know the situation is meaningful and the impression we make on other people may be important to our social standing. Most people are able to power through the situation, eventually feeling more comfortable and learning that it was not as bad as expected. This is a fundamentally important point. People think that the anxiety leading up to a situation, anticipatory feelings, will only increase further in the actual situation, when in fact, our anxiety tends to peak in the moments before a situation. Sometimes people experience more than the normal amount of anxiety. For people with excessive social anxiety, their anxiety often arises in a broader array of situations, is more intense, and does not subside as quickly. For these people, negative social outcomes are viewed as highly probable and costly, and their attention during social interactions tends to be inwardly directed. For example, did my comment sound stupid? Can she tell that I'm sweating? This running interval commentary prevents people from focusing on the situation at hand, and even simple social interactions may become overwhelming.